You know, whenever I hear the words decking installation in London, I picture these tiny gardens tucked behind classic terrace houses. It's not just a job you can hand to any builder, is it? There's this whole urban twist to it.
Totally. London's outdoor spaces are their own beast between restricted access, uneven ground, and all those little quirks of city gardens. You really need a team that knows the ropes. Otherwise, you end up with a deck that just doesn't fit the space or, worse, causes drainage headaches.
That actually makes me think about all the weather issues, too. We get so much rain, having decking that can keep up is a must.
Exactly, and that's where weather-resistant materials and smart installation come into play. If a deck isn't built for our climate, it'll show wear fast or even become slippery. That's why specialist installers are such a game-changer for London homes.
So, when a company like Fix in London says they're experienced, that's more than just a sales pitch, right? There's a skill set that goes into handling all these unique challenges.
There really is. For example, installing decking in places like Camden or Hampstead, they're full of houses with awkward back entrances and split-level gardens. If you haven't navigated those before, you'll be out of your depth pretty quickly.
No kidding. I've seen friends' projects where the installers just couldn't cope with tricky layouts, and it turned into a bit of a mess. Having someone who's done it before just brings peace of mind.
And it goes beyond peace of mind. A seasoned crew knows how to work around obstacles without cutting corners, and they're usually better at sticking to timelines and budget. That's huge, especially if your project has tight deadlines.
Speaking of tight spaces, North and Northwest London have their own personalities, don't they? Areas like Finchley or Golders Green each present different challenges for deck builders.
Oh, absolutely. In Finchley, you might deal with old Victorian homes and their narrow side access, while in Kilburn or Barnet, the ground itself can be sloped or patchy. Each neighborhood really keeps you on your toes.
That must make it hard to offer a one-size-fits-all solution. Is that why tailored options are such a big deal with companies like Fix in London?
Exactly. Offering tailored decking lets them adapt their approach, choosing the right materials, working around heritage trees, even adjusting the substructure to suit the ground. It's way more flexible than a cookie-cutter kit.
Now, it's not just private homes that want great decking. Plenty of businesses are keen, too. Cafes in Camden, for instance, use decks for outdoor seating. Do the installation challenges ramp up for commercial spaces?
For sure. With businesses, there's usually more foot traffic, so durability is key. Plus, you can't shut down for weeks during installation. Installers have to work efficiently, often outside regular hours, and make sure the finish is up to commercial standards.
And I guess the design matters more, too. A deck isn't just practical for a cafe, it's part of the brand's vibe.
Absolutely. The right decking can transform how a business looks and how customers feel about the space. Good installers will factor all that in, from slip resistance to stylish finishes.
One thing I keep hearing from people is anxiety about hidden costs. Transparent pricing seems to be a huge selling point for companies like Fix in London.
That's so true. Nobody wants to be hit with surprise add-ons after the work started. By laying out costs up front, companies build a lot of trust, especially in places like Muswell Hill where there's a real community vibe.
It's refreshing to see detailed quotes that actually make sense. You know exactly what you're paying for. From the decking boards to installation and finishes.
And when people feel informed and respected, they're far more likely to recommend the service. In a city where word of mouth is everything, that matters just as much as the end result.